guys, it's me back. I apologize for not really getting back to do my podcast as early as I normally do it. Normally, I do my podcast at around 8 at night or 9 o'clock at the latest when I do my second one, but now it's 1:11 in the morning, 1:11 a.m., and I'm like wide awake and I'm sitting here like, I've literally been spending half my day. I had to go to the grocery store, then I had to come back home, and then I was editing my YouTube video. I had to buy some more video editing software. I had like, I think is it iMovie or something like that? I don't think it's iMovie. It's a movie something that I was using, and I didn't like the editor. So today I purchased Moviva or something? I think. I purchased that, and that's pretty good, and I just edited my first YouTube video for my new channel of mental illness, so I'm excited about I'm gonna try to post that tonight if I'm still up. It'll definitely be up by tomorrow at the latest. I've been so behind on everything. I didn't even blog tonight on my blog post. I'm just so tired. It's a mess. Like, I wanted to talk about trading places tonight because I was driving home from the grocery store and I just popped in my head, like, trading places. Like, even though we have mental illness, does it ever like occur? Yes, I finally said it. I couldn't get the word out. What the heck? But anyway, like, do you ever think about, like, what would it be like if you traded places with somebody who was normal or who was different, you know, like, from us, and we traded places for a day, they had a mental illness and we didn't, and, like, how it would impact our lives? Like, for once, they would see what we see and we would see what they see. And I'm sure everyone with mental illness at some point has thought about, like, I wonder what it's like to be normal, to not have to deal with this every day or whatever. I'm not going to say in line and say I haven't, because I have. But I think it's just human. But I think it'd be crazy if we switch places with somebody normal for a day and they switch places with us, because I think they would have a lot more respect for us, and I think maybe we would have a lot more respect for them. But I feel like that's just something that popped in my head, trading places, because I think if more people trade places with people with mental illness, it wouldn't be so much of the stigma and so much of the people being like, oh, they don't know what's going on and stuff like that. So I think that's super, super important, guys. You know, just trading places with somebody else for like a day and just seeing what it would be like. But honestly, then I'd be kind of like devastated, because I'm so used to being me. So I had to be somebody else for a day. That'd be really weird. But if I could like teach that person like a lesson and they would learn something about mental illness, then I know that it would be very rewarding for me to know that they learned something. So, but I always just wonder what that would be like on a serious note, because there's so much people just don't know, or they don't get, or they don't even try to understand having mental illness is just not easy. It's really not all the time. It's hard. Like, today I was struggling so bad, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I literally took my medication and I did not want to leave my house. I was like just sitting in my room all day. I didn't want to do anything, and I just wanted to sit here. Sometimes I notice that with my medication, I have days where I just shut down and I don't want to do anything. I'm not sure if it's a side effect, because like I said, sometimes I get really tired a lot on my medication, and sometimes I just don't want to leave the house. So I'll just sit literally in my room in one spot on the bed, and I won't do anything all day. Like, today was a struggle. I didn't want to go to the grocery store, but I had to go because I needed to get food for my new diet that I'm starting on Monday. So I had to drag myself out the house at 7 o'clock at night just to go to the grocery store. Didn't get back home till 9 o'clock, and I was just like, I don't want to be here. I want to be at home. Like, I have days like that, guys, where I just go
sluggish and I don't want to do anything. And I'm just like, oh, but then I'm like, who want to trade places with that? Because then they'd have to be lazy. And it's like, I don't know. They wouldn't want to be trading places with that. I wouldn't think so. Sometimes I'd give anything to trade places with somebody and be able to just not sit around all day some days and just be able to actually move and go. And, you know, I have to sit here and ponder, like, what should I do? What am I going to do? And I have to make all these decisions in my head before I can do anything. It's just really annoying. And I don't know, guys. Like, I wanted this podcast tonight to be a little bit different, but I'm just super tired. My mind is, like, rambling because it's, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just thinking all the craziest thoughts in my mind, to be honest. And I'm just, like, laying here, like, I need to be asleep. But yet, I'm wide awake, just, like, staring around, waiting for this video I just uploaded to finally, like, finish saving. And so, once the video is done saving, I can finally, like, probably upload it to YouTube tonight. And then by the morning, it should be up there, hopefully. Because I have, like, the slowest internet in the history. I have Verizon, the internet is so looking slow. And I call them and complain, and they're just like, oh, in your area, we don't offer the fastest speed. I guess because I live in a small town, but I'm like, it's ridiculous. Seriously. But they did lower my bill, so I can't complain about that. But, anyway, I don't know, guys. I just feel really sluggish, and I don't know why I can't sleep. I don't know if my medicine has been wired up or it's just me thinking too much. That's, like, my biggest thing at night. I think too freaking much, and I would give, like, anything to trade places with somebody and just be able to, like, go to sleep that night and be able to just relax a little bit. But yeah, it's one of those nights. I, like, said I was gonna watch something on Netflix and all that, and I haven't even done anything as far as Netflix goes or anything like that. Like, I literally just, my mood has been off all day, to be honest. Not like I woke up on the wrong side of the bed or anything. It's just, I feel funny. So, yeah, I don't really know much to say. But if anyone out there has felt like I felt like you want to trade places with somebody else, let me know what you think. Send me, like, a voice message or something. Because I literally don't get any. So, send me a voice message. Let me know what other topics you want me to talk about. I don't want to keep rambling on. But, yeah, I'm probably going to call it a night. But, guys, my YouTube video should be up by tomorrow. So, I definitely do the podcast. Probably, I will say, by tomorrow. I will give you guys the link in the description of my new video. So, please go check it out. I'm really excited about it. And I worked hard to edit it, even though it took me forever. Because I'm trying to figure out this new editing system. But I'm going to just lay here with my thoughts and maybe I will go to sleep soon. So I'm so sorry this podcast tonight is not what I normally would want it to be, but I'm just all over the place right now and I'm super tired, and today has been a long day in my opinion, and I just kind of lost track of time, so had to put something together right quick. But enjoy your night, guys, and I'm signing off.